Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit. If the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. A natural born killer, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the Clash!
We're recording?
We are recording.
My sty is almost gone, Jay.
Nice.
Ooh, really?
It has to get its absolute worst before it starts
filming,
getting better.
I'm filming something on Friday, and I was freaking out about it. I was like, holy shit. So I went to the doctor. Apparently, they fucking doctors help with this stuff.
What?
Yeah. They gave me an ointment. They gave me some antibiotics. They gave me, well, I bought a hot compress. I've been hot compressing the fuck out of it. So it's nearly gone.
Great. I can't see it from here on your fancy new camera.
I do see it, but it's probably because the camera's so good. But good.
Why do you gotta be an asshole?
He said I can't see it. I said I see it, but I can't tell if it might be.
Yeah, no. Jay makes a good point. Lewis, do you have your old camera handy?
It's freaking me out.
I'm gonna go to the producers. Like, hey guys, could you use this webcam to film this movie? Is that possible?
Is that even possible?
Yeah, so I'm very excited. Also, Jay, I sent you a near nude of my new body
via
text. You didn't get the text?
I didn't look because I was just saying somebody in the Bkind Rewind said Lewis has new abs, and I said, "Oh, does he? He's done this before. He's gotten abs before."
Yeah, I do have abs.
Wow, is that the first time? That's the first time in years.
Oh, there we go.
Huh?
Covering your dick,
doggy.
That's good, dude. You look good,
doggy.
Yeah, you look good.
I saw you without your shirt on.
Oh, let's not even go with that.
No, let's. Can we? First of all, can I say something?
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Sure.
No. All right. You know, I got to vote. It's one and one. I can't vote for myself.
No. Yes. All right. Well, then stalemate.
Is this the show
again?
Did we start?
The show has started.
This is the show.
Oh, this is the show, baby.
Oh yeah, it's happening, baby. Jay, I'm proud of you. The fact that you went shirtless.
What are we talking about? Body, for sex?
Oh no, I'm kidding. No, you look. First of all, you look good. You look really good.
Well, were you shirtless then?
He did a fucking dumb parody video for the Bonfire, the show that he actually cares about.
It's no parody.
I'm sorry. It's his actual audition for the.
Not an audition at all. I said that me and Christine could do synchronized swimming at least as good as the Olympics.
And that was your proof.
I proved it.
Pull it up. Please pull it up.
I'd rather we didn't.
Why wouldn't we? Why would you rather we didn't? Because now you're embarrassed. So your Bonfire fans can see your fucking body, but the Legion of Skanks. See, this is Legion of Skanks. What we are is we are the dirty little slut on the side that he leaves a shirt on in the bedroom for. But the Bonfire is the one that is accepted. He's in love with. He's like, you know what? Here we go. Lewis, let me shed my skin.
Lewis, your analogy sucks because I leave a shirt on for Christine too. But listen.
No, because the reality is Christine's a side chick and then you're in love with somebody else.
I'm making somebody else, and that person gets the shirt off. No. I didn't watch this. I don't want to watch this myself ever on any show. It's
you
out
never
there,
watched
though.
This.
No, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's good. Before we even watch it, let me say.
It's funny.
So far, I think you guys are nailing it.
No, it's not funny. It's awful. But it's very Bonfire-y type humor. You know, like if this was Legion of Skanks, we would have thrown like a fucking dead dog in the pool while you guys were swimming. It would start bleeding out while you guys breathe in its toxins or whatever.
That is a funny bit.
It would have been a hilarious bit. Dude, throw a dead dog in that pool.
But almost every bit is funnier with a dead dog in it.
It's a dead
it's
dog.
True. That's undeniable.
What I was saying is, and it is a compliment, it's like you are definitely at a different place of confidence where you would take your shirt off on camera You won't even take your shirt off at the beach.
Yeah. I won't still. Here's the thing.
Took that shirt right off. Oddly, chain wallet still on.
Yeah. I didn't want to. No, this is a thing. I talked a lot of shit on a show, and then I had to back it up, and it would have looked sillier of me. First of all, I don't swim in a shirt ever anyway, but to put on a shirt to film myself swimming would have been even worse. But yeah, no, I hate this, but I talked shit, so, and it's, I think it's funny enough that I was like, yeah, goddamn, well,
the consensus from most of our fans, who are all morbidly obese, is that you look better than everyone assumed you were going to look because of what a bitch you are about your shirt being taken off.
Oh, dude, were you just playing the long game all these years?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Because
actually, guys, drink it in.
No, you look pretty good. You really do look good, dude. I got to be honest with you.
When that thing, the one thing I have the problem with is when we're like curled up and kicking our feet. I can't
what
watch
that. What's the timestamp on that? Let's see that specific part.
Wait, I actually want to see when, like, how you guys are doing this.
Go ahead.
I want to see if you're better than the Olympics.
Well, start from the beginning. Start from the beginning and give us some volume. Why not? Why wouldn't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's been described as poetry in motion by some people.
Did you, who choreographed this?
Improv on the spot, me and Christine.
No, you improv this. Wow. That, to be honest,
no,
with you,
you guys worked a little bit on this. No,
on my life. Improv.
How did you, you right, guys just that, think
listen,
the same?
Listen, no, listen. That one we counted out.
Jay, shut the fuck up.
I just said that one we counted out. We counted out that one.
You improv the same way they improv dance numbers in musicals?
Yeah, same way. It's a freestyle battle.
Oh, it's Sal. It's like someone else is just in the public pool.
You just went to a public pool to do this?
I love how your friends are just not even paying attention to you guys be assholes next to them.
Not at
all. Is this a drone?
No. It's Ari Shaffir.
That's hilarious.
And that's proof that we're treading water the entire time, like synchronized swimmers.
Oh, because that's the idea, is you have to tread water the whole time.
I think I just saw a foot down on Christine.
And then she surfs me.
This is a great move right here. They don't really do the surfboard in synchronized swimming. It looks like she's taking a dump on you.
Yeah, that was later. And she sends me off.
Aww.
And then the big dismount. Look at the air Christine gets on this, by the way. I didn't even know she was this athletic.
I'll be honest, I'm not even paying attention to Jay's body. I'm mesmerized.
I'm paying attention to Christine's cunt. I'm just looking at that.
I mean, come on.
I'm looking at
that air.
Pussy. Wow.
Okay.
Very impressive.
If I'm being completely honest, 100% with you, Jay.
Yeah.
That sucked exactly equally to Olympic synchronized swimming.
Yes.
That's technically what
I
was saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So I agree with you there. Yeah. It's no better, no worse, just pointless.
All right. I stand by it. But the point that I was making is that I'm proud of you because it does seem like you, and there is a new level of confidence, even though you're saying that it bothers you and it pains you. You wouldn't have done it, I don't think, if you weren't at the very least a little bit more confident.
No.
Nah.
I hear what you're saying, but no. No, I hear it. I'm a therapy. You know, gotta get over it, bro.
Hell yeah, dude. Listen, dude, I got it. By the way, literally the fucking craziest thing in the world happened to me yesterday, and I saved it for the show.
Really?
Ooh, yeah. Story?
Dude, you were able to cover your dick with one hand?
Dude, you know what? If you look at that picture a little closely, you see some dick meat hanging out the side of the hand.
Lewis, you look fantastic in that picture.
But the dick is the problem? You're taking shots at my dick?
No. I was making a joke on a thing. I said you look fantastic in that picture. Please tell your story.
First of all, it's not even really a funny story.
We'll see if me and Jay can't help that.
Is it like half funny, half not? Like you covering your dick with one hand? Oh, I keep sticking it in. Oh, I keep sticking it in.
Dude, you can cover your dick with fucking three fingers, so shut the fuck
you're
up.
You're not wrong. Well,
Jay could make his dick hush and cover his dick completely. It's like, shh. And his dick disappears behind his finger.
I've done that before. They don't even know my dick's out. They just think I'm pointing at my dick, but my dick's hiding behind my finger.
Dick, you're being too loud. Shh.
Don't say nothing. Just kiss.
So yeah, this was maybe the wildest thing that's ever happened to me, and I wanted to share it with you guys on the show. So last night,
and you led a wild life.
I led a very wild life, dude. Fucking comedian, MMA fighter, podcaster, entrepreneur. You know, I do a lot. So let me make this very clear. Okay. This is for this to be the wildest thing that ever happened to me. It's a pretty wild thing. Last night, date night, me and my chick, I was like, let's go fucking go to a restaurant, eat some good food. So we're driving down the highway and we see a car that's turned on its side. Like it's just fucking completely flipped on its side. And on top of the car, there's a little fat kid, just a real fucking porker, dude. And he's waving his hands. And at first I was like, look at this fat kid. He's trying to fucking exercise.
At first you throw a milkshake at him.
Yeah. I was like, you want to eat this, don't you, fat kid? So then I saw that he was actually in trouble. That's why he was standing on top of a car. And so then I was like, I got to pull over. And my chick, she's like, no, don't pull over. Just keep going. And I was like, are you crazy? Wow. I was like, that's actually a child. No, I swear to God. She's like, don't pull over. And I was like, no, that's a fucking kid. All right, that's a child. I'm going to pull over.
Just because he's fat, he's still a person.
She's like, no. She was like, he weighs as much as an adult. This is what she said to me. Wow. He weighs as much as an adult. I'm not counting him as a kid. So I was like, how fucking heartless are you, crazy bitch?
I'll tell you what. I've never seen her stand up, but she sounds hilarious.
So I was like, no, I'm pulling over. So I pull her. She tried to grab the wheel and steer us back into traffic. I was like, get off, you crazy bitch. No. Let me pull over for this guy. I swear to God. So then I get out. And then I was like, listen, stay here. Highways are fucking dangerous. Shit happens all the time on highways. Okay. I know this from changing a tire recently. And then I ran over.
But yeah. Okay. Let's keep going.
So
with the story.
So then I ran over and I saw the kid and I was like, what's going on? And then I looked in the back seat and there was three other fucking kids. Meanwhile, a fucking Guatemalan guy just fucking jumps out of the car, sprints into the street. Almost hilariously.
How like at this point, Guatemalan by his headdress?
Dude, the shape of his head. It was very square. He was about 5 feet tall. He was carrying mangoes and a bag of oranges. Come on.
That all checks out. Guatemalan.
Okay. Yeah. He runs out into the fucking street, dude. He gets hit by a car right in front of me. At this point, I'm like, dude, I think I'm unpunked. I think Ashton Kutcher is about to jump out and
How hard does he get hit?
He gets hit. I mean, look, he's Guatemalan. He has a low center of gravity. He just sort of took it.
Yeah, he's right, okay. The car went up like the Hulk.
Yeah, like Juggernaut.
So he got knocked down, I mean?
Hold on. Here's what I'm not understanding. Don't most people just say Ashton Kutcher? Does it have to be pronounced Kutcher?
Kutcher. Ashton
like
Kutcher.
I'll be honest with you. It is Kutcher, but I like saying Kutcher, too. Ashton Kutcher.
Right. Does it remind you of the Kooch? Cooch. Isn't cooch another word for pussy? So then I was like, holy shit.
Lewis, wait.
What?
Yes, it is.
So
cooch is another word for pussy.
By the way, coocher's not popping out at any point right now. Okay, the Guatemalan guy's twitching around on the floor.
Are you screaming outside? Come on, coocher. The jig's up. Stop this. Cooch. People are getting hurt. Cooch. What do you want from us?
Yes, I'm doing that the whole time, freaking out. Okay, the little fat kid, you know, he's looking at me and he's like, and I'm like, you're the fucking man, kid, don't you worry. And then I look in the back seat and I see that there's three other kids there and they're all fucking, you know, doing what kids do.
What?
I think bleeding. I'm pretty sure.
Practicing kissing.
To be young again. Bleeding, practicing, kissing. We all remember those days.
Oh, I've been over a fiery accident.
And then I look in the front seat.
Wow, you must have been terrified.
Yeah, dude, I was fucking. Well, you don't even think about terror in that moment.
Yeah.
And you got to be wigged, but you're wigged out to some degree. I mean,
well, dude,
were you all adrenaline?
In the front seat, well, I mean, look, I've dealt with a lot of my life, okay? Okay, I was ejected from the top 100 on Last Comic Standing.
Yeah.
And I've dealt with adversity.
That and roadside fucking tragedy.
So then I look in the front seat and there's the mother. The mother is fucking masturbating.
No,
she's
like that movie Crash.
She's playing with herself, dude.
The only way she can come is if she's the excitement and adrenaline of car accidents.
It was
everyone's into
no one ever talks
thing.
About that. That yeah, movie dude. Crash. No one ever talks about when those people get older and they start doing it with their own children.
It yeah, was fucking wild.
Well, what are we here on Legion of Skanks going to start kink shaming? I don't think so.
I won't.
So that's not what we're about.
So then I looked at the kid and I was like, "Look, kid, you're a fucking rock star. You're a hero. You saved your whole family." And yeah, that was my story.
Wait, so what ended up happening with the rest of the kids?
You just saw
that? I'll be honest with you. I don't really know what happens at the end of the story.
No, I understand. Sometimes these things happen so fast that you don't even get a chance to like really read the whole story or process exactly what happened.
Next thing I know, I'm home. Well, I don't even remember what happened.
Yeah, what? I gotta be honest with you. I ran out of time as we were about to start this podcast. Yeah. When I said 2 minutes, I really needed 5 minutes.
Okay.
And your girlfriend was like, "Lewis, come on, leave these little faggots."
I'm like, "Stop it, baby. They're children. Lewis,
I'm going
to
tell you something.
You've got a podcast to do, motherfucker."
I'm starting to think that I don't believe this really happened to you.
This happened to me.
I think this is the type of thing that someone just does. You know, like you kind of create this story for a podcast for like PR reasons to kind
Puerto
of
Rican
like
reasons?
Put yourself. Yeah, exactly. For very Puerto Rican reasons.
No,
this is just what it sounds like.
This 100% happened. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to question me is a fucking atrocity. How dare you question my heroism?
Well, I'm not going to question you because technically at the end of the day, you might as well not have stopped. You did nothing.
No, you're talking about true. I fucking high-fived the kid and told him he was awesome.
Yeah, you kind of yada yada over
well,
the whole
his mother
ending.
Masturbated, and the kids in the back were doing what kids do, practicing kissing and bleeding.
I'm not positive the mother was masturbating.
Okay.
Okay.
You wanted her to be, though. Sometimes
that's
what
I
want to see.
I didn't even look. I got to be honest with you. I didn't look in the front seat.
She goes, "I think she was masturbating." He goes, "Oh, no. She was trying to pull out the steering wheel from her chest. The steering wheel was in her chest. I thought she was masturbating."
From the back, she was very hard to distinguish.
She was impaled on a part of the steering wheel. You know what? I did see that wrong. I saw the shoulder going, though, and I was like, "What? This lady don't give a fuck." Fucking YOLO.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know what happened there, but I hope everyone's okay.
Yeah? You never even looked in to see what was going on?
I got to look into it a little bit more. At that point, I had to get to dinner.
This wasn't a... there weren't cops and ambulance there by the time you got there. Was this something that would be on the news?
I think it's probably on the news. Maybe. I don't know. You know, I got to be honest with you guys. I'm hoping that everyone's okay. Once I saw the Guatemalan guy get hit by the truck in the street, Can I tell you what really happened?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Let's get into what really happened.
I freaked the fuck out and I ran. Yeah. I was like, as soon as that Guatemalan guy got hit by that fucking truck, I was like, this is not a safe place.
I bet
for
you
me.
Had to listen to an earful from your girlfriend the rest of the night. I told you not to stop for those people.
Yeah.
I forgot about I'll tell you what. I don't know if it's the weed or what, but I forgot about the Guatemalan guy completely until you just brought him back up. I was all about the kids and the mom.
Yeah.
Masturbating and the kids bleeding
pervert,
and playing.
Dude. You don't think about anybody but yourself and your dick.
Or did you black it out due to the trauma? I'm saying it's possible.
You freaked out when the Guatemalan guy got hit. Did you at least pick up a few of the pieces of candy?
It wasn't candy, Jay. There were oranges and mangoes, and obviously.
Oh, I thought he was a pinata.
Oh, I was making come on.
He exploded into candy.
And then the fat kid jumped down. So he was eating his own father's innard candy.
And then he got hit by a car.
He exploded into candy.
He turned into candy. Makes all the other kids come out trying to get their brother candy. The candy was
inside
their brother.
A goddamn Hershey's factory exploded on the highway.
And then they got hit, ironically, by a candy truck. Well, dude, I don't know if you're the hero.
Am I a hero?
It's hard to say without knowing the end of the story, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like you just identified a situation.
I took a selfie.
Yeah, but you didn't really get that to anybody.
Well.
You didn't call 911?
Thankfully, nobody was seriously hurt.
I'm not bringing
Except
my,
that dude.
I'm not bringing my new iPhone on the highway. What happens if I drop?
That's good. Well, that's just common sense.
You should have just started pulling Guatemalan babies out of the back of the car. At least for the photo op.
Well, I just wanted to, I want to share this story with you guys and see if you guys would fucking finally recognize me as being a hero and a good person. But it seems like you guys are just all jokes today.
Well, I'm just, it's just that,
do anything. It sounds like
you I'll be honest it. On the first time hearing this story, it sounds like this is not something that happened to you and that you're lying.
Okay, Jay.
I'm Dave.
You too.
Yeah. The hell was that? He goes, all right, Jay. I didn't say anything.
Well, I'm just going to take this opportunity. Also, I could totally kick your ass. Ooh, you going to take that from Jay?
Ooh. Ooh.
You just going to let Jay talk to you like that?
Yeah. Well, anyway, look, don't check the facts. Don't check the news.
No.
Don't do any of that. Okay. Just take my word for it. This all happened.
Yeah, we have to. All you right. didn't do anything.
All right, I guess. All right, I'll believe you.
Jay, you really didn't do anything.
Absolutely.
You weren't even there, dude.
That's true. All right. That's fair.
Okay. So who are you to fucking pass judgment on me? Pot, kettle black.
You were somewhere jerking off in a pool with your girlfriend, reenacting synchronized swimming. While Lewis was out there making no difference on the road.
Maybe that's what the mom was doing.
Ooh.
She was trying to do a synchronized swimming thing, maybe, and not masturbating.
In a car?
I don't know, dude.
Practice?
I'm trying to think that this woman was not a sick person. Okay. Are you smoking a blunt, Jay? I think it's so hilarious that you smoke blunts to the dome piece now on Legion of Skanks. That you roll yourself. Did you turn into my drug dealer when we were 17?
You remember when me and you introduced Jay to pot?
Yeah. Jay smoked pot maybe two times ever before he hung out with us.
And Jay literally, we all started hanging out as friends.
It's not much more than that for sure.
And Jay went, I don't know. I mean, we could all be best friends, but you guys smoke a lot of pot. That's pretty weird.
He calls it potheads.
Yeah, you potheads.
Yeah.
You two potheads. Yeah. No, I don't smoke the whole thing down in one shot.
Or you clip it.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's take a quick second and thank our sponsor for today's show. We have a new Delta 8 sponsor with everything you need to stay high all summer long.
Yeah.
I said we have a new Delta 8 sponsor.
Sorry.
Anyone want to chime in?
Sorry, Dave. I'm pretty toasted right now. Started hitting the Delta 8 pretty early.
Well, of course, those of you guys who love Yo Kratom, the best supporters of our style of comedy, they just launched Yo Delta. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, time to stock up and enjoy a summer of Delta 8.
What are the states that it is not legal, Dave? I know, Jay, on them.
I've never looked into it, but that's me for you guys to figure out on your own.
The Delta 8 vampire is guessing, send it everywhere and wait, let the law sort it out.
Well, much like CBD, Delta 8 is something that's found naturally in weed and can legally be shipped nationwide. Unlike CBD, Delta 8 does get you high. Nice. You know, Delta is potent. And if you're living in a state where weed is illegal and you're having trouble getting some, then you can just go to yodelta.com for high quality lab tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that will get you high.
It shit will get you nice, right where you need to be, in the pocket, watching television.
That's yodelta.com. And if you use the promo code GAS, you'll get 25% off your order. One more time.
What a bargain.
YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off. All right, let's get back into the show.
What type of blunts do you roll?
I just use the wraps.
That's going to be your next iteration when I teach you how to actually split a blunt.
Yeah, it seems like a whole ordeal.
Yeah, it seems like the only reason we want to do that is for nostalgia purposes, but now that they made the wraps, that's just better.
No, they're not, really, though. They're really not, because the wraps are, maybe I'm wrong about this. Maybe if G Mike's here or anybody else that rolls blunts, they could chime in on this. But the wraps aren't actually a tobacco leaf, right? Or maybe they're made with tobacco leaf, but it's like a processed whatever. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you get a good blunt, probably. Like it's just a tobacco leaf.
Yeah.
Maybe it's neither are most blunts. Yeah, you're probably right. This Becky says neither are most. You're right. A Dutch Master probably had the innard is processed, and then the out part is a tobacco leaf. Yeah, but you got a fucking real blunt, dude. The hardest part is the rolling of it.
Yeah, that's what I would assume. Oh, you're saying like you're saying I figured out that part already?
Yeah, you figured out the harder part.
Yeah, but it's already like curled, and it's got a little teeth on one side that sort of grab.
What?
You know, like it's cut into like triangles.
The little grooves. You need the grooves.
I don't need them. I don't need them, but they're nice.
I don't think they do anything.
They don't do anything. In fact, I think they make it harder.
No, they grab a little bit. I think it's
just for show. They grab. You think they're like putting pressure down on the?
They're not putting pressure down, but when you put pressure down on them, it grabs. It's easier for those to catch because they're little phalanges.
What do the phalanges do? You think it's like monster hands going, give me that.
It's just your blunt's just hanging off a cliff.
No, guys, I don't think it's a monster or a person hanging off a cliff.
I love trash. We're all 40 years old. We're trashing Jay for the way he rolls blunts.
The little teeth.
They're not teeth.
When you push them over, they kind of grab better.
Are you not wearing pants, bro?
Maybe not.
It's weird to just show us your thigh real quick.
I'm just wearing my sheaths, dude. I can't wait to fight Ellis and just be in fucking ripped ass shape. Oh, it's gonna be so dope. I'm getting jacked again. It's the best.
You're the best.
Becky, did you see my abs on Instagram this morning? That's not Becky. Who the fuck is Human Error? Did somebody just stole Becky's name?
No.
Wasn't her name something different?
Human Places.
Human Place, yeah.
Oh, like I just read the first three letters of everybody's name.
Assume that's how Lewis reads in general. First three letters, assume what the word is.
Oh, dude, Becky just called you a faggot.
Oh, no. I thought that was Becky. Somebody report. I put that photo on Instagram, Jay. Not with my, I cut it off at like,
your dick.
Almost the pubes, right? Like above the pubes, and somebody reported it.
Really?
Yeah. That's how fucking sexy. Hot I am.
Too sexy, bro. That's
how fucking hot I am, dude.
Too sexy. Too sexy. Yeah, good for you, dude. You look great.
What did Matt Lewis say in the chat? What's with Ellis talking about?
Pushing Ellis Mania to next year.
Yeah, I guess they lost their venue again. I don't know how long I can keep on pushing this fight. I got to be honest with you guys. Can I just fight one of you? Can somebody fight me?
No. I mean, I'll say no for me. Dave speaks for himself.
I'll just say yes, but I'm not going to show up.
You should fight the bagel boss guy.
Ooh.
Why don't we celebrity fucking box you if Ellis doesn't show up?
Who's the? It's not Ellis not showing up, but I'm not going to trash him because I understand what's going on. Like he's
I'm not saying trashing him. I'm saying if he doesn't show up. If this doesn't happen or gets pushed, and you want to do a fight, what's the celebrity angle we could take?
Who's the celebrity fight? I mean, Ellis is the one. This is like the
fight Chet Hayes, dude.
I it's just very irritating because like the other day on the 13th, it was supposed to be November 13th. It was 3 months out, and something clicked in me where I was like, I'm going to be crazy now. This is it, 3 months away. You have that date in your mind. I started fucking running every morning, and then it's just like it feels like we're in limbo again, which is very annoying.
You're doing the stupid running. Bagel Boss is a good idea. I would have said Screech, but he's dead.
Who else is there?
Who else could we get you to fight? I'm thinking Young Hollywood. I think I want you to tune up someone who feels good about themselves. Or maybe like a Lenny Dykstra, something like that, like an old former athlete who's washed up.
Jose Canseco,
that'd be good.
He actually fights at Celebrity Boxing.
Didn't he just lose his last one? Did he hurt himself or something?
Maybe. One of the Pauls. No, I got to be honest with you. Those guys would tune me up. now that we all see how the Pauls. I mean, look.
Ben Askren in boxing.
I would fucking knock Ben Askren's head off his shoulders in boxing with ease.
Yeah, with ease. I mean, apparently not
MMA.
Easy.
You can't MMA fight Ben Askren.
No, 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 no. He's a former world champion.
Like, Hanya Harding is a good idea. Fight Tonya Harding, dude.
Maybe we'll see.
She's been out of the game.
It's still supposed to happen. I have my agent working with Ellis as well. Everyone's like involved in looking for new venues.
CM Punk, someone said. CM Punk in an MMA fight would actually be kind of interesting.
How about Ronda Rousey?
All right, let's move on.
You got nervous. You didn't want to say that she'd beat you up.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Were you being sarcastic when you said that's what it was?
Stop trying to overanalyze me, Jay. Every fucking minute here, what's going on?
Did you not ask the question? Did you ask the question again and turn it to a question to me? Because you didn't want to answer the first one about Ronda Rousey? Fight Chad Zumok, dude.
Zumok, guys, right. Zumok.
No, dude, he'll get in low on you. He'll probably fuck your shit up, but it'll be fun fight. Yeah, you know, I know how to get you motivated, Lewis.
Dude, tag team match. Yeah. Me and Zumok versus Dave and Kevin Brennan. Let's go.
Love it. That'd be fucking great.
What about me and Dave just jump Dalton?
Oh, do you guys think, by the way, when I came on the Zoom call at the beginning, every producer that we have said that Dalton's really sad.
Oh, yeah.
The way it went.
I said that. I saw him yesterday, too.
Let me have a rare moment of self-reflection. Was I a dick? Was I wrong?
No, I don't think so.
I think you were like caught off guard by it.
Well, right, here's good. I was certain I wasn't wrong, but I just wanted to ask the question in case two people maybe to say just it. This once. I mean, I'm never wrong, so it's very unlikely.
No, here's what happened. Okay, Dalton does this pro wrestling thing, which I very much live in. I live in this world of like podcast pro wrestling, and we fuck around. And so Dalton, I think he sort of sees that, and he wants to have fun and wants to jump in. And I think the problem with Dalton is he doesn't understand not everybody lives in that world, right? So Kevin Brennan's not living in that world. It's not pro wrestling for Kevin Brennan. Like Kevin Brennan is like, he's talking shit. He doesn't like Dave. So, which is, it's fine. It's right. But it's like, Dalton doesn't really understand. It's like, you're not like taking some dude's side where it's not like Bobby Kelly's busting my balls and he's like, I think Bobby's funny to you. It's like, no, it's the dude who's actually talking shit. And Dalton's coming on to a show that's, he's uninvited and just sort of showing up. It's just bizarre. It's just a very weird thing to do in the moment.
That's what the producers, like Alex and I guess Bobby were saying. They were like, oh yeah, he's like really worried that you really hate him. And I was like, I don't, but let him think that for a couple weeks. Just let him believe that. I really don't give a shit, but I'm fine. He is far too comfortable to just run up on the shit. Like he's been on once. He's a newer guy. He's not like Legion of Skanks isn't just your show.
I think Joe fucking DeRosa's too comfortable to pop into our show, and I've known him for a decade and a half. He's one of Jay's closest friends from their near childhood. And I'm like, Joe, maybe ask. What the fuck you doing? Yeah. Just show it up. It's a big fucking show, baby boy. Don't just show up. It's a fucking Legion of Skanks.
Well, I mean, not for nothing.
I started 3 more weeks, chant. Everybody turn on your microphones and chant 3 more weeks. 3 more weeks. 3 more weeks. Weeks. 3 more.
They're all chanting.
Three more weeks.
Nobody's doing it.
Thank you, everyone. That was great.
I'll say there are some guys who I wouldn't give a shit. You know, if Norman or Soda or obviously like Ari or someone like that, they could kind of jump on whenever. I don't really think Dalton is level.
Very, very funny. Very funny. Gas Digital just replied in the chat, well, this is going to be a nightmare to edit because every time they do that, it like resets everything, like the positions of everybody. They do that preemptively to make sure that...
there we go.
Smooth. Like if one of us go off and come back on, it sort of fucks up the way they edit. Right, guys?
Yep.
Yeah, that and the audio, which this part is going to be tough to edit as well, but it's fine.
It's fine.
Well, that's why we pay you the big bucks.
Hell yeah. Now, guys, don't answer that we don't pay you the big bucks. I like Dalton a lot, too. Dalton will be back on the show, but I think we should give him maybe a six-month ban.
A six-month suspension
from Legion of Skanks. Jack?
Suspension's nice. Suspension really sends a message.
Listen, Dalton, with good behavior, you could be back on the show in 4 months. We'll see what happens.
With good time.
I don't know. Like, dude, it's also like you said, Liz, it's not just like this isn't like a ball busting thing with Kevin. It's weird. I don't exactly understand it myself, but he's like talking shit, a lot of shit about me. And honestly, I don't know Dalton like that. And I don't know what weird pro wrestling gimmicky fucking like thing, like hick fucking American flag bandana thing he does. And I just, I don't know. I thought it was a little bit weird, but I don't like fucking dislike the guy or anything. Yeah. I just thought he needed to be kind of put in his place in the moment.
Why does Kevin Brennan have an actual problem with you? I don't get
Kevin. Kevin doesn't have an actual problem with anybody. No, well, Kevin, like at this point, like, and the problem, like, you know, he likes to talk shit, right? And he's trying to make that his thing, like burning bridges. Like he's trying to make that his like character. He's holding on. This is, it happens to all of us. We find a little kernel of success in whatever angle it is, right? And with us, it's racist podcasting. With Kevin Brennan, it was being a dick and being that guy who says shitty things and talks shit about people. But the problem is Kevin, you know, he's talking shit about like Jimmy Martinez had to smack him in his fucking mouth. Bobby Kelly had to fucking choke him out. Like, you know, you're talking shit about people that, you know, it's not a joke. Like, it's not like, no, it's not like people are thin skinned, right? And it's going like, oh, you can't handle jokes. You can't handle people talking shit. It's like, no, it's a guy talking shit. And at one point you see these guys. I said the same thing about Jake Flores. It's like, no, it's not a guy making jokes on me. It's not like a free speech thing. Make jokes all you want. It's free speech all you want. I don't think your Twitter should be shut down because you're talking shit on me. But one day I'm going to see you and I'm not going to be a comedian in that moment. There's no way. In that moment, I'm a fucking dude because you've been talking shit a lot.
Slip on a banana peel on your approach.
That's hilarious. I slip face first into a listen here, cream pie. I fall into a wheelbarrow being pushed by a clown.
And then you just get right to his feet. Like, all right. You go, what? You still want to go, pussy?
I was like, fine.
I'm a comedian. Truce. First.
I go to shake his hand. I have an electric shock to my buzzer.
Gotcha, motherfucker.
Here, smell this flower.
Acid.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's, I don't know, like Twitter and social media, like, and podcasting and all this stuff, it is just another way to communicate, right? That's all it is. Like, whether it's a phone call, whether I'm in your face talking shit, if you're talking shit, you're talking shit, right? Like, it doesn't matter what the medium is, you're still talking shit. So at one point you're going to be in that person's face. And I'm just the type of guy, just like Bob, you're just like Jimmy. And I think just like Dave as well, just like, I know for just like you, Jay, like if you've been talking shit for a while, I'm going to see you at one point, I'm going to say something to you when I see you, and how you act in that moment is going to determine whether or not it gets fucking crazy. So that, yeah, Kevin, well, Kevin is regularly going to keep on dealing with that because he's dealing with fucking real dudes. And I've said for a long time, I like
real Kevin. Ass dudes.
I like Kevin, but it's like, dude, you're a fucking old, feeble white guy.
And what's very, like,
you're not
what's
willing
very
to fight, you're not willing to fight people. You're willing to call the cops and yeah, fucking go.
Well, that's the thing that's very weird, right? Like I don't understand it, but I kind of expect it coming from like 20-year-old woke kids. Like that's kind of a thing of theirs. Like they'll talk shit like they want to fight and then not want to fight at all. But Kevin is an old man, and it's a very weird thing to me that like he's not busting my balls, he's like talking shit. Yeah. But you know very much like he would literally, if I saw him, which I will see him at some point, and what he will literally do is like be like, I will call the cops. He will cower and be like I will call the cops if you hit me. So it's like, okay, so then fine, but just stop talking shit. I don't get
and
that.
And luckily what I've learned about fucking getting into fights is I will also call the cops even if I just hit you, and guess what, we both go to jail, and I'll take the fucking night in jail. If for certain people, I'll take the night in jail.
Yeah, by the way, that's not where I'm at with the Kevin thing. I think the whole thing is just silly.
If you saw Kevin Brennan,
sad.
I think you would fucking
I wouldn't just smack him on sight, dude. I wouldn't just smack him, but I would probably
punch
make him cower.
I'd probably punch him.
I'm not going to slap Kevin Brennan. I'm going to fucking DDT him. I'm going to do other things you could do to a frail older guy. I'm going to airplane
spin him. He should have gotten out of there
him.
When he saw me laying out that table.
You reminded him of Neil, dude.
Maybe that's what it is. Dave, oh my God. I just realized Dave looks like Neil with facial hair.
That's what it is.
Pull up Neil next to Dave. Maybe that's what
triggered
it is.
Him.
And this is no disrespect.
No, somebody said it's.
There's no disrespect. I love Neil. Neil's a buddy of mine, but Dave is significantly more handsome than
if
Neil.
If Dave
Brennan.
And Neil were brothers, it would make more sense than Kevin and Neil being brothers.
That is true. Just because they're both like skinny guys, but Dave's way better looking. Don't you dare.
Oh my God.
Don't
Neil
you
looks
dare.
Like if Dave was dipped into a vat of acid.
Yeah. It looks like
he came out like, help me, my skin is melting.
Yeah. It looks like Dave picked the wrong holy grail.
fuck, it's a joke of the podcast. The wrong Holy Grail. The wrong Holy Grail is the name of the episode. Bam! Getting it done early, baby boys. That's fucking hilarious. And Neil's, I never realized how ugly Neil was. I like Neil. I think Neil's awesome. I think he's very funny, too.
Yeah. No, Neil's but great.
Neil's an ugly, ugly human.
Oh, I'll just say the only other thing about the Dalton thing, and I'm fine with him. After he serves out his 6-month suspension, we can go back to being cool. But he also, you can't, look, man, you almost in a weird way, like just as advice to him, you got to pick a lane and go with it. And I think he doesn't know what he wants to do, but yeah, wants to be involved in some controversy. Because he like apologized to me after the podcast. And I know he apologized to Tony. And you're like, dude, you got, if you're going to be that guy, you kind of can apologize for it afterward.
Yeah.
Either like be that guy or don't.
Yeah. It's like, well, you know, are you trying to like ruffle feathers and offend people or not? It's like with the Tony Hinchcliffe thing. And I said this at the time, whatever Dalton was going for with Tony, it's like, no, Tony was actually fucking in dealing with some shit. You know, I know he's fine. He recovered. It was okay. But he was being canceled over some horse shit. The media shit, it does get to you. Even if you could act as cool as you want, it does fucking get to you. You have to sort of, you know, step away from your phone for a few days because it, you know, you're fucking just dealing with people calling you names all day. And, you know, and it just sort of sucked. And then Dalton comes on to our platform and he's kicking Tony while he's down. I'm going like, well, I don't sign off on this. I think Tony's hilarious. Tony's very funny. He says fucked up jokes like we all do. To be honest with you, he's funnier than fuck. No offense to Dalton. He's a substantially more skilled comedian than Dalton. That's just a fucking fact. I don't know what you want me to say. So for you to sit there and say Tony's not funny coming onto our show, for whatever your bit is, to try to catch that clout, because that's what he's doing. He's clout chasing in that moment. I thought it was wrong. And I said that to him. I was like, Tony's one of us. I was like, Tony would get your fucking back if you were going through shit. Tony's on our side. Okay. There's like a fucking line here. And for you to like, you know, take that shot, I thought it was sort of wrong for him to do. And
I thought it was bold as hell.
Yeah, but that don't mistake boldness doesn't mean isn't righteousness. Boldness is just you could be a dick.
I didn't say it was righteous at all. I just I was surprised. Like it was like a weird like.
You didn't even believe it because then he apologized. Do you see what happened?
No,
you're not on social media like this. Pull up the tweet from Tony.
By the way,
you're gonna love this.
Pull it up. I'm just saying why he's pulling it up. It is funny. Someone said, "Not Becky." Said he doesn't like Neil Brennan. He called him woke ass wigger. And I will say, I did forget, like in the beginning of quarantine, Neil was doing a lot of like, he's like, you know, I think about it sometimes and like, black people are just better than we are. he would put out posts like that. That were like,
I don't give a fuck about people's social. Like, that's the thing. I don't. So human.
I know Neil.
Fake Becky, you need to not be the guy who gives a fuck about people's social and political beliefs enough to say, well, he's a funny comedian who's been a good dude to me in the past. So that's all I give a fuck about. That's literally all I give a fuck about. Him being a woke fucking whatever.
You can still laugh at. Just like Dave being a Nazi
means nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, Gaffigan's another great example. Gaffigan is super woke. I DM'd Gaffigan a week ago telling him that I was watching his special with my son. And I hope him and his family are well. I think Gaffigan's incredible. He's a great dude. He's always been nothing but kind.
He did respond.
To me.
Gaffigan's a good dude, man. I agree with you. Politics is fucking poisonous. That's why everyone's fucking fighting each other, man. It's awful.
Yeah. So regardless.
I was bringing up only that it was funny when Neil started doing like.
So yeah, this is really funny. So hold on. So check this out. So Dalton asked, can somebody be, we're looking for guests at Skankfest. Who should be? And then Tony said, I'm down. This is after Dalton came on the show and shit on him. And Tony said, I'm down. And then Dalton responded, can you submit a tape for us? And then Tony responds, here's my submission. Jay, read it out loud. This is a DM from Dalton to Tony.
Hey man, don't know if you'll see this, but the name's Dalton. Ooh, that's a good line. It's like Roadhouse. Name's Dalton. I went on LOS a couple weeks ago, and I was less than kind in how I spoke about you. I got a lot of laughs in the room, and I'm glad I was able to put on a good show. But that was me being an angry open micer. Zach told me you're the shit, and I just heard you on Skanks, and I'm willing to admit I was wrong about you. You were humble and funny on the show, and I was just way off. I'm sorry you were going through all of this. I'm sorry I talk shit about you, your friend.
So Tony responded, this is my submission to be on your show. Oh, I love Tony. I love him. So here's the problem. Like Dalton, and this is not a reflection on Dalton. Honestly, the reason we're talking about him right now is because we like him. Because look, 48 laws of power, court attention at all costs, right? Good for you, Dalton. You're getting attention. People are talking about you, right? So it's not, he's not doing it completely wrong, but you don't want to get the people that can help you, that are on your side, that do like you, to dislike you by being shitty to them when it's like, these are like me, Dave, Tony, like these are people that would be on your side and in your corner. And it's, in my opinion, it's just a, I don't know. I just feel like he misses the mark very often. And
he's a little out of the canon for sure. I mean, I never heard his name before you brought him on the show.
Of course.
On Legion of Skanks. And now I see him around and everything. And he's like,
he sits in the background of Legion of Skanks every week.
Yeah.
You see him around behind you.
Yeah, just like the stand and stuff, though. I mean, and stuff. See him.
Go ahead, sorry.
I don't know. I'm not saying anything. I'm just like, I do. I think Alex said that. But I think he's just trying to figure it all out. But like, he's just doing it. Like, he's at a, it's a different approach than I would have had when you come in. I didn't kind of come in to be like kind of loud in the group. Do you know what I mean?
Of course. Well, you know, here's what happened. This is actually a great point. Alex said this. He shit on Dylan on Realize Podcast. His debut in the Guest of the World was he came in and he shit on Dylan when Dylan was producing my show, and Dylan was at the height of Dylan hate. Like, everyone loved to shit on Dylan.
Yeah.
And he really leaned into that. And then he got some success. We talked about it before. It's like that little kernel. Kevin Brennan got a little kernel of success with talking shit on people. So I think he's trying to recreate that again and again. He's like, oh, let me create this moment. But it's like, these guys aren't Dylan. It's like, and beyond that, it's like, I don't know, whatever. We've spent enough time talking about it. I like Dalton. I know that Dalton does freak out about these things. And he has been like worrying that he's like, Dalton, just chill. Just make it a bit. Be funny. You know what I'm saying? If you want to fucking come on the shows and make it a bit, make it a bit and wait till you're invited. Don't just fucking ever take my chair on Legion of Skanks again. That's absolutely psychotic.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's, I agree with all of that. And I don't want him to like, because I did hear from many people that he's freaking out about it. So just relax. It's fine. Serve out your suspension.
We like Dalton. You're still on Skankfest, but it's just one more fuck up.
Dude, that's so funny. It's just like how time moves forward and everyone gets older and stuff. Like, Dave, remember when like, there was like when DeRose was being kind of weird with you at one point, years and years ago. This is like CB's times and everything. And I was like, and I said something when DeRose talked to you, he was like, no, Dave, I like you fine. You know, he was like, whatever it was like the wording of that was like, no, I like you, dude. Like, he was letting you know, like, it's fine. But I'm saying it's just all like you become the young comic to become the old, you know what I mean? It's just like an odd, your viewpoint changes on things. Like, people getting upset with you, looking at you as like an elder in the business, do you know what I mean? From when you being upset with somebody elder than you, do you get what I'm saying at all? Am I describing it well? Like, just now
I did not follow.
You're like a veteran comic now, so it's like your perspective on things are just, it's such a different thing. Sure. Now, I believe, like, the way you like appreciate things, or like, you know, like, you might think Kevin Brennan talking shit about you 10 years ago was fucking awesome because it was like getting you some following, you know, like you said, like getting some like people talking about you. Do you know what I mean?
No, I think I would have freaked out about it more back then. Like, before I understood social media and how like backlash worked and how like, you know, how it comes in like waves, I think I would have freaked out if somebody that I respected was talking shit about me publicly.
It would have bummed
me the fuck out. As now, I'm like, yeah, dude, let's fucking go. And so it like, we lean into it more now.
Let's go. No, what is the band? What's the band again? You're
Zumok.
Arguing? Come on, Zumok.
What's funny is like everyone, like I like everyone that's on a show. Like I like Chad. Like, I've always liked him. And like Figs, by the way, Figs was on the episode where Kevin trashed you the whole time. And these guys are all like sort of yes ending Kevin. And you know, but it's kind of funny. You see, they're all making fun of Kevin at the same time for just arbitrarily hating people. Like, they're all going, Kevin, so what's the problem, really? And he can't give you an answer.
Kevin can't
give you an answer as to why he hates Dave. I could give you five reasons why I hate Dave.
But wait a second.
Good one. Four.
Figs,
good.
Figs, no. Figs wasn't talking shit about Dave.
No, not really. I mean, he was like being funny.
And then you brought him on the show right next to Dave. That's almost what I'm seeing. I'm like,
Figs, you just earned yourself a 6-month suspension.
6-month suspension. 6-month suspension might be the name of the episode.
Passing them out. And by the way, the 6-month suspension is a penalty box in the room. Dalton and Figs have to sit in the room for Skanks every day, but they can't come on. No one can hear them.
And we put right in the next penalty box in between them, and Clayson and Glass is a cake, and neither of them can eat it.
Now, what happens when two men who want that cake
Speaking of cake, we got Bobby Kelly coming on Monday.
Ooh, cake.
Cake.
Oh, that reminds me.
Let's do plugs real quick because we got about a half an hour left here.
Okay.
A little more. Let's do some pluggerooskies. I don't got that much coming up. I got a couple live things. August 26th, I will be at BJ Ryan's in Norwalk, Connecticut with the great Zach Amico. Come out to that. I've never done this place before. I hear it's a really cool venue. Dave, I know you just did it. So please come and support that.
I'm sorry, which spot is that?
BJ Ryan's.
Oh, yeah. You'll have fun out there, man.
I'm pretty sure September 9th. If the team can look it up, there's another Depraved coming to Stress Factory in New Brunswick. I don't have the date offhand. If you can look it up on the Stress Factory website real quick, it's in the beginning of September. It's going to be myself. I'm going to try to convince Big J to come back on the show, and it's going to be it's always an incredible lineup. But yeah, grab your tickets for that. I'll put out that lineup very, very soon.
What's the date?
I'm going to wait till the team tells us now because I know I picked it. And make sure you guys subscribe to Gas Digital. You guys get access instantly to every show that we have here on the network. There are thousands and thousands of hours of content that you cannot get anywhere else. Just of Legion of Skanks, there's nearly 600 episodes that are not available anywhere else on the internet. All ad-free, all uncensored, all available in one place at a click of a button. Use the promo code LOS, get a 7-day free trial. 7-day free trial, you get an instant access, and you also save $1.50 a month if you decide to keep the membership. Really is the best $8 a month that you could possibly spend. Go buy our merch, podcastmerch.com. And to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. I just got a new streaming setup, so I will be streaming tonight. I'm back in business, baby boys.
There you go.
Davey.
I will be I'm going back on Timcast on Tim Pool's show tomorrow. So by the time you guys listen to this, it's probably up and posted. So go check that out. And then part of the problem. That's all.
Hell yeah. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. This is out Friday, right? Cool. Good chat, everyone. if you're listening, I am in Tampa, Florida. Next weekend I will be in Denver, Colorado, and then that Sunday with Ari Shaffir in Pittsburgh. The weekend after that, I don't remember. Oh, San Diego. Whole bunch of gigs coming up. Portland, Oregon. It's going to be a lot of fun. Check it all out. BigJComedy.com. I'm pretty much out every weekend for the rest of the year, so for a city near you. And then
Jay, I'm going to be SDR asking to feature for you on some of these dates because I don't have anything really happening. I put everything sort of on hold until after the fight now, like for headlining dates. So I got a couple things coming up, but whenever I can come out with you, let me know.
Let's do it, dude.
Dude, I love to do it. Dude, 25 minutes. You don't realize how much it rules until you start going out and headlining for a while. And you go back and do 25 minutes. It is like just a delight.
Yeah, it's a delight when you only have 25 strong minutes.
I know.
No, I know there's zero pressure.
Lewis's headlining set is him just destroying for 25 minutes and then going,
any questions?
Oh.
Anybody got some questions?
You looked like you wanted to have something. Nope, just wiping your chin. Okay.
Yeah, Lewis, you should do inspirational like karate stuff. Like, if you see it, you can believe it. And just like chop through a board. He goes, you can do anything with the power of the mind. Like rip a phone book in half.
Here's go.
You know what I'm saying?
This one takes three tries. All right.
I will be doing coke magic for the second half hour of my act, which will be better than my act for sure. Me doing shitty magic tricks on coke sounds better than anything that almost anybody's doing in this country right now.
Is that what you did? The magic was done on cocaine?
No, it wasn't really. Everyone thinks I was on cocaine, but I actually wasn't. Baby James was actually home that night.
He did cocaine.
Yeah. Well, he sold it to me.
Yeah, it's funny. Baby James home that night. He did all the cocaine. Guy Bogarted all my shit.
Yeah, Coke Magic Girl was actually Baby James's babysitter once in a while.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Small world.
Stranger danger.
But it was a weird moment. I was like, hey, will you be naked with me on this stream? I know you're my son's babysitter, but...
Now I know you're my son's sister.
No, she was my friend before she was my son's babysitter.
Yeah. Big fan. Big Gas Dig fan. All about the Dig. What are you doing?
I was looking up the next story.
Oh.
Did everyone finish their plugs?
BigJComedy.com, Bonfire SDR show. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah.
Blop, blop.
Blop, blop.
Blop, blop. Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our favorites and longtime sponsors over here at Legion of Skanks. Yeah, I got sultry voice. Yeah, our long, thick-time sponsors over here. Our long, veiny, hard, thick-time sponsors over here at Legion of Skanks. And, of course, that is Blue Chew. Blue Chew's chewables made with the same stuff as Viagra and Cialis, but it's chewable, so it hits your bloodstream faster. It is great. Everybody at Gas Digital uses this. Even Alex has been seeing how hard her clit can get. I don't know the science on that, but it does get hard. I don't know if it's, what do you call that? A fucking effect? Starts with a P? What's the one that does
placebo?
It?
Placebo?
Placebo effect, Dave.
There you go.
That's why you're the smart one. Sorry.
In this crowd.
Yeah. Sorry, dude. All the blood's in my dick right now, so my brain's not working really good. Blue Chew is easy. It's an online prescription service. You don't have to go to the doctor's office. No awkward conversations. No waiting in line at the pharmacy. It all comes shipped right to your door in a discreet package. Blue Chew's chewables, most importantly, they work. Licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. You don't have to worry about swallowing. Again, they're chewable. It's made right here in the U.S., and we have a special deal, a great deal, actually, for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use promo code Legion at checkout. You only pay $5 shipping. It's promo code Legion at BlueChew.com. You get your first month for free. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast and for our ragers. All right, let's get back into it.
I sent another story about R. Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I saw what could R. Kelly have possibly now done that's worse than what he's already done.
Dude, this now it's real guys. Ass. Here's what it is. Hmm? Guys this is, now.
It's not just guys, dude. This is fucking real ass dude move right here. I'm not saying he's right. I'm just letting you know it's real ass.
Yeah, he's not right, but man, this guy goes.
R. Kelly sexually abused a 16-year-old that he met at his child porn trial.
Man, when this guy pedophiles, he fucking pedophiles.
Was this like one of the girls who came to like support him? Like, we believe yeah. you, R. Kelly?
Yeah, for sure.
Robert Sylvester Kelly. What a great middle name.
Actually, I don't. It's like a newer story, right? Or is this just like the trial of it? Because I think this girl was in the show. She was a girl that would go stand there with signs saying, you know, free R. Kelly, he's innocent and all this stuff. And then he got her.
The charges in the indictment have heard of 6 alleged victims, but it's believed the prosecution will present 22 victims.
Wow.
The first victim will take the stand at his trial, which began yesterday, August 18th, was a 29-year-old woman who testified that Kelly knew she was underage at the time they had sex in 2009. The ordeal took place in Chicago. Age of consent is 17. The woman, she met the Ignition singer when she was 14 after she attended every day of his 2008 child pornography trial. Wow. I mean, she's...
Wait, right, look, is there something...
Come on, man. No. That's not okay. You is can't fucking dangle that carrot. You know what the man likes.
You know what he's into. That is weird.
That's crazy. You're showing him every day. Be like, hey.
Yeah. Why don't you eat a pizza in front of a fat guy, you piece of shit?
At what point is he the victim?
Wait, go up a bit on the page. Because I love this always makes me laugh so hard. When like Wyatt, I remind him of like his, in the story like this, he goes, the woman alleged that she first met the Ignition singer. Like to put that back in your mind, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, you're like, I mean, if we're going to do this. Too,
Ignition, by Pompous, at the kitchen.
Forgot about that one. I didn't love the original, but the remix was a banger.
It's 2008 child pornography trial in which Kelly was found not guilty. He walked out. He was like, hey, baby, I'm guilty.
Yeah. It's the freaking weekend, baby. Let's have me some fun.
She goes, hey, I appreciate you coming and supporting me so much that you've earned my trust. Can I tell you a secret? I'm guilty.
Yeah.
As a motherfucker.
Or do you want to come be a human toilet for my piss?
A few days later, the singer invite... hold on. No, go back up. I'm sorry. Right there. There we go. Two years later, she met up with Kelly at a party after he remembered her from the trial. At the time of the meeting, she told Kelly she was 19... despite having been 16 at the time. So she lied to him.
She shows up to his trial, then lies to him. Then lied to
him afterwards. She's like, oh, just so you know, I'm 19. He's like, ah, too old, bitch.
He recognizes everybody he pees on. That's why he does it. He leaves a scent on them like a dog.
A few days later, the singer invited the
I think I fucked a girl in here.
A few days later, the singer invited the then 16-year-old to his mansion, where he told her to put on a swimsuit, which he later asked her to remove. Wow. I mean, look, I'm not saying it's right, but this story is getting hot.
Take off your school clothes. You look mighty fine in that uniform.
After Kelly performed oral sex on her, the woman said she felt...
Lickety lick, open your lips.
She felt uncomfortable and decided to come clean after the singer... to the singer and revealed her real age, showing ID as proof. Oh!
Who gives a shit?
Even better.
Yeah. Ooh, I wish you would have told me before I came.
Wait, so she somehow revealed her ID.
I feel the blood flowing. Keep telling me you're younger and younger. Ooh, I gotta
tell me
take
this
a
is
hot...
a fake ID and you're really 13.
So she tells him. IDs. She tells him that she's 16, and then somehow she shows her ID as proof. So there's only like really two possible ways that that could have gone down, which is number one, that he didn't believe her. Then she reveals her real age. He then goes, I don't believe it. There's no way. I'm going to need to see proof of that. And she's like, oh, I'm going to go prove that I'm actually 16. Get what I'm saying? Like, what do you think?
I
you
can
would just...
tell by eating your pussy how old you are. Num, num, num,
let
num,
me tell
num,
you. Num, num, num. One. Num, num, num. Two. Num,
two. Three. Num, 16 years old.
This bitch is just 16.
He goes, do you know R. Kelly's doing a Vegas act where he eats your wife or girlfriend's pussy and is able to tell you how old she is?
Despite there being proof of her age, of her real age, the witness alleges that he then told her to keep saying she was 19 and to act 21. Ooh.
The pair then pee on you like you're 14.
The pair then proceeded to have sexual intercourse, something that the witness says was her first time. Just when you thought the story couldn't get hotter. The last night she spent with Kelly was in 2010, after she claims to have been slapped and choked by the singer until she lost consciousness. How old are you?
Yeah.
I said, talk about being 14 years old.
As well as verbal testimony, the 29-year-old presented a t-shirt that she claims to have Kelly spit and semen on. Hold on. Let me just say this.
Mm-hmm.
How many years later? 13 years later? She has a t-shirt
10,
with his
10 if you believe the official story, 13 if you're going by that ID.
13 years later, she has a t-shirt with his semen and spit on it still.
Yeah.
To this day?
Yeah.
Would she Ziploc that bitch?
That's crazy. Okay, it's neither here nor there. He should be in prison. He's a rapist piece of shit. But can we talk about this crazy bitch?
Bitch, wash your clothes. Why does that shirt smell all bleachy and salty and shit?
That's fucking gross.
That's crazy. She that is just a bonkers girl.
How many people in her life have walked into that bedroom where she pointed out and she goes, R. Kelly's jizz right there. His nut. That's his nut.
On several occasions, Kelly has requested bail, but has been denied each time. Following his arrest in 2019, he requested it, but a judge branded him as an extreme danger to the community, especially to minor girls.
He really can't help himself.
No, he's a predator who, you know, just feasts.
Yeah, he was just all feasts. Fucked up. Yeah, I think he was raped when he was a kid.
The weirdest part about it is that he did it. He was so clearly guilty and then got away with it. And at that point, you could go one of two directions. You'd be like, okay, that was a close call. I better just make sure I'm fucking 18-year-olds. Or you could go, got away with it. Time to double down. And he went that second route.
I mean, yeah, if you let him out as well, I'm telling you right now.
At this point, he'll do it again.
Not only will he do it again, he's going to go to a place where it's okay. Like he's off. He's gone. He's gone.
This guy's Thailand's newest local act.
He is gone. He's going to be in Africa. I think Africa like loves him still, right? And this is not even like a big deal in Africa. In fact, to be honest with you, in most of the world, it's probably not a big deal.
God damn it. Bring it up.
Girls?
Alex, Bobby, bring up the.
Because I do not understand what the scandal is about.
Dude,
he's fucking these old ladies.
Bring up the him offering to bring girls back to America, the Africa thing.
We watched it on here before.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I just have it in the background so far. Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Yeah, he's creep.
Now it sounds like current day America.
Now the guys,
right?
But you know, that's like, yeah, the guys are also accusing him now.
Dude, do I have to get my fucking
guys are accusing him?
I think I have to get my vaccine.
Arkelia. Yeah, go for it.
No,
what guys are accusing R. Kelly?
Me? Lewis, first and foremost,
just
Lewis.
Shamelessly trying to get in on it. Yeah, I think that's, I got a t-shirt that
summer,
somewhere.
That summer I was trying to learn how to be a background dancer. R. Kelly had me. He used me as a human Puerto Rican toilet.
It told me to put on a swimsuit. He then asked me to remove said swimsuit.
Not Becky he says, pointed, don't do it, Lewis. Stay strong.
He pointed at my penis.
Abusing a teenage boy man at McDonald's. I thought he was a Big Mac. I just put him in my mouth and swallowed.
I heard him order a quarter pounder. So I pulled out my dick and put it on his shoulder. I thought it would get a laugh.
Oh, you like special sauce, do you?
Damn, why can't we get auto-tune on this thing?
Guys, can you auto-tune us in post, please?
Yeah, remember in the documentary they say like even before any of the accusations went out, they were just like all his entourage was like he hangs out at high schools every day.
He wants to go to like, the mall all the time. It wasn't high schools, it was going to the mall every time.
No, I thought it was a high school. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm misremembering. No,
you might have been wrong.
There's some real weird shit.
There's real weird shit, but I know for sure they were like every time he goes for a guy that's famous, that most people would be like a mall is going to be a problem. Like every day he wanted to go to the mall and like get mobbed by 1,000 people. He loved it.
You know it's a fucking like it's a crazy addiction because he was on trial for this shit and he just kept going. Wouldn't you been like if you were like, dude, I got away with it and I'm still rich. I'm still famous. I got away with it. They caught me and I still got away with it. Wouldn't you just fucking not? Wouldn't you just say, you know what, dude, I got to get into therapy. I got to figure this out. Like it's not like he's fucking 6-year-olds where it's like children just
go from 16 to 18.
Chill. Like, that's, yeah. Just chill, you psycho. Like it's like a sickness. Like the fact that it's, I think under that line is what gets him going. Like it's not even like a, it's like very psychological, whatever it is. Like it's very obvious that that's what he's into. But it would be funny if we got him a Skankfest.
Well, price has got to be more reasonable than ever.
He's in jail, isn't he?
Well, yeah. First, we got to get him out. It's a two-part.
Okay, got you.
It's a two-part operation, Jay.
Dude, watching those videos of him walking through the mall, I mean, just so excited. A bunch of like 16-year-old girls were like following him around like a Pied Piper. He said he called himself the Pied Piper or something. Do you remember he had that song? I admit, it's like a 19-minute song, and it's just him admitting things. He just wants you to. He so badly wants you to not be convicting him for pedophilia and porn. He just says everything else in his life. It's a 20-minute song. He's like, I admit I was mean to a retarded kid in school once. It's really, and I'm not far off what I'm saying. He keeps saying, I admit I can't read. I admit sometimes I shook a woman because she was making me so mad. It's pretty fucking hilarious. I don't know what the highlights are particularly.
Yeah.
But
if you lyrics.
Put it on,
lyrics. We're gonna hear lyrics. It. If we play it, the problem is they're gonna fucking copyright us.
Bring the lyrics up because the admissions
are
pretty low.
We've had enough strikes on our account that we don't want to get copyright strike.
We don't need any more.
No.
I admit I done made some mistakes. Well, there's his first one.
He could have written that correctly. I don't understand. I don't understand when people write ignorantly on purpose.
Well, he can't read. In fairness, so. He probably just said it out loud. I admit I've done made some mistakes, and I admit, and I have some imperfect ways.
I have some imperfect ways.
Thank you. You do those.
I'm going to do the in parentheses.
I admit I help so many people.
I help so many.
That's we're only two into this, and that's just a good thing that you did. That's not anything to admit.
I admit that I don't have any evil thoughts.
And the same damn people turned fake.
Seeing dead not people really, turned.
It's still not admitting.
It's them being pieces of shit. Okay.
Or I really? Admit I was so hard to focus.
Focus.
That's I didn't still go to more a positive than negative.
Oh, he's starting from his childhood. I didn't go to classes. I admit that I dropped out of school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I admit that I wasn't that cool.
I wasn't.
I admit that I just feel like retiring.
Talk about copping to the misdemeanors to avoid the felony. All right, fine. I admit I wasn't that cool.
I admit that I just don't feel like trying.
I admit that I got sleepy after lunchtime.
Yeah, really. What? Okay. I admit that I got the itis very often.
Is he gonna, I'm like looking at these lyrics like he's going to sneak it in there somewhere. You go, fuck the kid, back to school.
Yeah, yeah. He goes, fuck the kid, stole some shoes.
I cheated on a test in the fourth grade. Yeah,
cheated on a test. Then I peed on a child last year. And I bet the peeing on a girl is in parentheses in this song.
And in the sixth grade, I lied to my best friend. Hold on, keep on going.
Yeah. But all my real niggas around me keep telling me. Kells, fuck that. You got to keep climbing. I admit, I done fucked with a couple of fans.
Wait, here we go.
We're circling it now.
My apologies.
I admit, I did.
I admit, I did.
Yeah.
I done fucked with a couple of fans.
Fans.
I admit that I'm a gift and a curse.
Gift and a curse.
I admit that I don't go to church.
No.
Skip the chorus.
No, dude. We're doing our own rendition of I Admit. You're not skipping
this. This is like a 27-minute song.
It's a 27-minute song.
It's the best. I love it. We'll make this whole episode.
I admit it. I did it. this is how it's written verbatim. I admit I got so many flaws.
I want to see how far we off are. Are you singing it like you know the song to go?
No.
Okay, good. Because I've never heard this.
I admit I got so many told so many lies to these broads.
Too many lies.
Blew so much money, popped so many bottles. Yeah, I fucked a bitch just because. Nigga, I had a hell of a day. But I admit, I was in my own way.
Hell of a day, in my own way.
I admit I had my mama crying over me. What else can a nigga say? I admit I can't spell for shit. I admit that's all I hear is hits.
Oh. Wait, that's not. Just bragging again. I read so many good songs. Fuck, I'm dope.
I admit that I couldn't read the teleprompter when the Grammys asked me to present.
Because let me save you guys 19 minutes. About 75% of these are admitting to being illiterate.
I admit I love God, but way. I got so much temptation, but way. And mental, the drinking and smoking too much, but it helped me get through the day.
Oh, day.
Won't say no name. I'm not a snitch, but one night at the Ritz.
I fucked the child.
Did some shit that I shouldn't have did.
Oops. Wait, what?
Did some shit I shouldn't have did.
At the Ritz, shouldn't have did. Nigga, shut up. You're admitting some shit.
Went and fucked my niggas, bitch. I admit that I did. He's a humble bragging. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have fucked my bitch. But it was that easy.
Oh my God. You should have seen. She loved it. Look, I miss a lot. I don't know if we can do the whole song. This is a lot.
Keep going. How much longer is it?
Let's see.
Just scroll down.
Christ. Holy shit.
It's a 20-something minute song.
How would you admit all of this and nowhere in there minutes. Cover being a pedophile?
I think I would mistakenly admit being a pedophile if I was admitting this much stuff.
You know what? If you make Lewis write 1,000 words, at some point he's going to admit in there, he's going to admit he's a pedophile.
How am I supposed to avoid the words, I am a pedophile, if you're asking me to write that many words?
And by his own admission, he doesn't know that many words.
He doesn't. He can't spell for shit.
He had to have somebody transcribe this too.
Well, someone just wrote, he talked to text it. Yeah. He had to. Damn it, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to guess he's a real bad guy who deserves to be in jail.
Yeah, probably. No, he probably deserves to be in jail.
But a few of those songs were bangers.
A few of those girls weren't even children. You remember this documentary, the 19-year-old? Yeah. I'll never, it's fine. It is what it is. But you, I mean, come on now. I'm not defending R. Kelly. I'm just saying there's some, like, how do you allow that? You're like, no, you're not in this. Just not your thing.
Yeah.
It's like Dalton on Skanks, just like popping in at the end, like, hey, he fucked me too. Bitch, you're 22.
This is not your story. Yeah, they go, but he still peed on me. Get out of here.
You fucking wacky bitch.
Yeah.
You're an adult.
But he tried to get a doo-doo on me too. But get out of here. We got plenty of girls. Fucking everybody's showing up, this guy.
Three more weeks. He peed on me. What?
He peed on me. What?
Hey, Seinfeld.
Hey.
He peed on me. Peed right on my leg.
R. Kelly's peeing on me.
Dude, your fucking Elvis from the last show was maybe the hardest I've laughed on the show.
That was pretty damn great.
Pedro Elvis.
Dude, it was so fucking good.
Old enough to pee. Hold enough for me. Orang-a-doo. Orang-a-doo. Say-a-hoo.
We do explore pedophilia and child molestation a lot on this show. Not in a real way. I mean, in a comedic way.
Seems like something you'd want to make clear up top.
We explore it in a comedic way on the show, and I feel like we do, but I mean, it's just so funny. I mean, I'm not saying pedophilia is funny. I'm just saying these are like
Lewis, we're sculptors and we can only deal with the clay that the world gives us.
Yeah.
And they gave us R. Kelly raping a child who showed up to defend him at court in this instance.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Defend him in court.
Well, she showed up to support him as like a supporter, a fan. Being like, no, this guy's not a pedophile. I hope he fucks me.
Yeah, it is bizarre.
Look at her father and say, what did you do here?
Oh, the parents, those documentaries are great because that's it. The parents that keep looking for their kids. It's always that. It goes, why would you do that? I mean, I can't believe R. Kelly hasn't been beaten up by fathers.
So,
honestly, a lot of these people just are willing to be paid off by rich people to have their daughters fucked. And so let me also say, I'm not even going to knock the fathers, because most of the time, I don't know, I'm not saying all the time, right? But most of the time, these 16 and 17 year old girls that are fucking R. Kelly, they're not innocent schoolgirls that are like being, you know, plucked from a school. They're fucking out there trying to fuck rock stars. You know what I'm saying? Like these are girls that groupie culture and that it is a different time. And R. Kelly, by the way, he's doing it today. It's not even like he's sick. He's got a sickness.
Yeah.
But you also have to sort of go like, all right, make sure your daughters aren't out there trying to fuck rock stars. Raise your fucking kids right to not be out there trying to. So I think at one point the dad's going,
so you're still coming back to blaming the parents, essentially.
No. It's not. For taking the money is what I'm saying is what I'm not necessarily blaming them for, because that girl would probably just fucking some other dude in the neighborhood. It's not like this girl's just
saying
innocent.
At that point, she's
a 16 or 17 year old fucking rock stars.
No, the big difference of R. Kelly's thing was he wasn't even finding them like that. He was like, they were ended up fucking a rock star, but he was trying to get like regular girls. It was like a get your friends thing, like normal, like school chicks. That's what he was doing.
Like an Epstein thing.
You'd have to think of like a number. You know, they have those numbers, like how many spiders you accidentally eat in a year or something like that. Like
how many girls you accidentally fucking eat?
No, I'm saying if you're like in the fucking Wu-Tang Clan.
Got on my sandwich.
I'm saying at the height of Wu-Tang Clan's fame, right? And they're all 22.
Just side note, to keep that thought. But do you know how many naked underage girls climb in your mouth at night with your mouth open?
I did not. No,
at least two or three a year. Anyway,
at least two or three. But I'm saying, like, I'm just throwing a name out there, and this isn't an accusation. But if you had to do betting odds, when you say somebody, a member of the Wu-Tang Clan on Wu-Tang Clan tours, did something with a 17-year-old or a possibly 16-year-old for a girl that was at the concert, like throwing it like that, I'm not saying they looked for that. I'm saying like a casualty of war. It's a terrible thing.
Casualty of war. Dude, you're gonna drone strike, you're gonna catch some fucking casualties.
But I'm saying it's far from okay. But I'm just saying R. Kelly was seeking out
Fat high Dave school in the live
girls
chat.
And getting them. And think it wasn't all just like, it wasn't fans at show. It was girls that were like local singers. And he would go, I can make you big. I can make you a star. He did. He prayed.
Fat Dave in the live chat says, I mean, would you rather your daughter fuck R. Kelly or Quandarius from down the street? Quandarius is a great name. So that's why I read that comment. That's a good point. Would you rather your daughter? Because like, it wouldn't be. Like, if your daughter's out there fucking an older guy, maybe R. Kelly was just getting normal girls that were virgins and blah, blah, blah. But I just have a feeling that a lot of these chicks that were fucking R. Kelly, it wasn't their first time fucking a dude.
Well, look, I mean, if we're being, the thing about it is like, you have such a drastically different perspective when you're our age than when you're a teenager. So I get that. I don't know exactly where the truth lies, but we all know, right? Like, when we were 16, we knew girls who were like, real slutty who were fucking adults.
Oh yeah,
all of us like knew that. Now I'm not saying it's cool that the adults did that, and now at this age looking back at it you're like, yeah, those guys are creeps. And
but at
and
the time criminals. it was almost like those guys were I still thought they were weird at the time. I remember my friend Allison was fucking a 30-year-old guy who used to drive a pickup truck. This guy Lance, and he would come around pick up in a pickup truck, and we were like 15 or 16, and it was, as far as we took it was, I was like, that's weird. That's all it was. Yeah. It was like, yeah, it wasn't like this guy's a criminal. This guy's a pedophile.
Oh, yeah. Never thought about being a criminal, but yeah, the 20 year old.
He thought he was a loser.
I thought it was odd. Like,
loser.
That,
yeah.
In my mind, I was, I'd always think, I'm like, I'd almost like see that guy's perspective to be like, isn't he a kind of old? Like, what the fuck you guys talk about or do? Like, don't you still want to do like 16-year-old things, you know? Like,
no, he's just fucking in his pickup truck the whole time. And by the way, that girl was like, I don't know. That girl wasn't victimized. She didn't lose her virginity to this guy. She fucked other guys that were our age. The only way I would say that, like, this girl was like, if it's a 16-year-old girl and she's a virgin, you meet this girl and then you groom her when you're a rock star.
Yeah.
And she's like, and she comes to this house and she's this mansion. She's from this poor family. I'm like, yeah, that's crazy. And that's super manipulative. But if some chick that's just fucking, I like, yeah, there needs to be a line and he's still a criminal, but I'm not going like, oh my God, this fucking victim was groomed. This poor girl was like, I was like, actually, you know what? It was better than the guy you fucked last week. You were at this dude's fucking mansion in a pool and fucking, you know, she held onto his shirt. She pulled out her ID after he fucked her. That's some crazy girl shit. That girl, that whole story. I'm like, oh, that girl's actually bonkers.
Yeah, drop a hammer on you at the end of fucking.
At the time when I was that age, I would have thought the dude was a loser, but I would have given 100% adult agency to my 16-year-old friend when I was 16. I'd be like, she knows what she's doing. Like, we're all old enough to fucking know what we're doing. As an adult, I do look at it a little bit differently. It's like, nah, I do think it's criminal what that guy did. But I think Lewis was right on the ultimate bigger point. Every chick I knew like that in high school, not a single one of them had a present, like, father who was like a good dude. Yeah. None of them, ever. And so you're always like, yeah, that's what it's about. Once you get to the point where this 16-year-old's doing that shit, they're already pretty far gone.
Yeah.
No coming back, sluts.
And also, I, it's not necessarily fucking or like, it's not necessarily, you're not necessarily a bad kid if you're 16. Most kids are fucking at 16, 17. That's
I'm not saying fucking. Like, I'm saying
not, you know, I can't say necessarily to not recognize that a fucking 30-year-old dude is a creep. I mean, I understand that from the 16-year-old's perspective as well, because it's not just that one girl. I know a bunch of girls who fucked 25, 30-year-old guys when they were 16 or 17 years. I know a bunch, right? And they weren't all necessarily sluts or damaged girls, but it was like, they weren't innocent young, like, oh my God, victim. They definitely weren't victims. They weren't described as victims. I'd go, like, these girls are out there fucking. Like, we were all fucking. Well, also, I was fucking when I was 15.
Also, see, it wasn't like they were dating guys that were like, business guys or finance guys.
They were guys who were wearing Jenkos.
It was like guys that still live with their parents at that age, but like drove, like the thing was they had like a nice car or something because they could afford that.
This 26-year-old acted like he was 17. That's right. The reality. And 16, 17-year-old girls, a lot of times, very often look and act like they're older. They mature faster than guys. So it actually wasn't that far off. Like that guy, it's a great point. That guy, Lance, was a fuck. He had a chain wallet and Jenko jeans and had a pickup truck.
Cutting a little close to home with Jay.
I've never worn Jenkos in my life.
I don't know. He wore fingerless gloves, a chain wallet. I mean, obviously.
My look was never Jenko. It was Wigger.
But you're right. It's not like, now R. Kelly's different because R. Kelly's not acting like a kid. Now he might be, I don't know how old R. Kelly was when he got famous. You know, if he was 16 or 17 when he got famous, I mean, that's definitely a psychological thing as well, where you sort of get stunted.
Yeah. It's also very, it's very, the thing that makes R. Kelly's situation, I mean, aside from it, just there has to be a line drawn and it be criminal on the other side of it. The thing that makes R. Kelly's situation so fucked up is actually the grooming and seeking out of fucking minors. It's not like Jay-Z. Look, dude, if the accusation was that like some groupie at a show one time get fucked him and then he found out afterward she was underage, like that's a very different thing than like going to high schools in the mall every day to seek out and then build these weird, creepy relationships with underage girls.
Become less a conversation about R. Kelly and more conversation in general about sort of like it's about me and about defending Lewis. My future. So if we could be cool.
And so if any, if a girl named Samantha pops up and says some shit about me, that bitch is nuts.
She got a t-shirt with my cum on it from 12 years ago.
What are you fucking crazy? I don't come on t-shirts. I come up in yous.
Hell yeah.
Defense rests.
All right, you want to wrap this one?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's been fun.
It's always fun. I always love doing this with you boys in the Zoom. Thank you, everybody, who listened live with us here on the Zoom feed. And for the rest of you. Yeah.
Whoa. Let me say, if you guys are UFC Fight Pass fans, I didn't plug this before. I forgot to. We did a UFC Fight Pass watch party at my house, and it was me, Harrington, Diego, and Paco. And it's really fun. And it's this episode comes out Friday night when this comes out. So after you watch this, go watch it. If you have UFC Fight Pass, go watch it. It's just available to stream. Jim Norton's on the same episode. Matt Sarah's on the same episode. Frank Grillo, a bunch of people. But it was really cool, and I was really happy to be involved with something officially with the UFC. It was pretty awesome.
That's awesome, dude. Congrats. Check that out, and then we'll catch you guys Monday live on Legion of Skanks. Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.